Exclusive, Arizona Republican Carrie Lake. "We can't have a racist like Democrat Katie Hobbs as governor." By Nick Gilbertson on October 18, 2022. The Republican gubernatorial nominee in Arizona, Carrie Lake, told Breitbart News during an exclusive sit-down interview that the Grand Canyon state cannot afford to have her racist Democrat opponent Katie Hobbs in the governor's office. Breitbart News caught up with Lake last week in Phoenix, just days after the Daily Mail reported Hobbs was a student leader during her high school days when pupils took part in a yearly tradition known as Slave Day during Spirit Week. On Slave Day, members of the senior class were auctioned off to freshmen. And while the Mail notes it is unclear if Hobbs participated in auctions, her 1987 student council page credits her and the other student leaders for having coordinated the many class events during Spirit Week, when Slave Day appears to have been celebrated. Daily Mail noted that it was apparently a tradition before Hobbs's time at the school and continued after she left. The fact that as a high schooler, she would hold a mock slave auction for Spirit Week, that's diabolical, said Lake. It's not like she went to high school in the 1800s. She went to high school at the same time that I went to high school. We're the same age, Katie and I, that is diabolical. Who would ever think it's a good idea to hold a mock slave auction? I'm not surprised because we look at her history here in Arizona. 1 year ago, two juries unanimously found her guilty for racism and sexism when she paid a woman of color $30,000 less than a male, white male, doing the same job, Lake added, referencing Talanya Adams, who worked under Hobbs in the state Senate. Adams, a black woman, successfully sued the Arizona Senate for racial and sex discrimination in the workplace, which she says Hobbs was responsible for. Last month, Adams accused Hobbs's team of promising nearly anything under the sun, in exchange for my silence, support, endorsement. I don't like to divide people by race and class and sex and all of that, but let's just have some parity and equality. And if you're working a long, full day doing the same job as somebody else, you should be paid the same, Lake added. That is a huge disparity in what she was paying a woman of color versus a man. There's no other explanation besides racism. And two juries unanimously decided that. The people of Arizona are now paying nearly $3 million because of that. She bashed media that refuses to cover the story and noted if it was a Republican such as herself or former President Donald Trump who was sued for racial and sexual discrimination, then it would be headline news everywhere. This is the party, the Democrats, who've been calling Republicans racist for years, and they truly are the party of racism, Lake said earlier in the interview. They're the party that started the KKK, they're the party that opposed the civil rights movement. They are truly the party of racism in America, and they've tried to change history and confuse our young people. The fact of the matter is the Democrats are the party of racists. Lake also referenced a video released by Project Veritas last week, where its press secretary, a black man named R.C. Maxwell, approached Hobbs at a restaurant to ask a question, prompting her to exclaim, "Oh my God!" in surprise and hide in a restroom. "Watch!" She screams in fear, tips over all of her food, runs away from him. And he's asking a polite question, and she hides in the bathroom, Lake said, recounting the video. The optics of that just go to show that what we've seen from her days back in high school all the way up until now. That she's racist, and we can't have a racist in the governor's office. Lake went on to laud the new Republican Party for being the most inclusive political party this country's ever seen. "We don't care what color your skin is. We don't care what zip code you come from," Lake stated. "If you love freedom, if you want common sense ideas to our problems, if you want to make sure that your children have a safe community to grow up in, if you want opportunities to work, if you want an education that actually provides you with skills to get ahead in this world, and if you want to live the American dream, welcome to the Republican Party."